But yeah, listen, it was never the case. Everything probably from the outside looks like a 1 and 1 equals 2, really, that kind of thing. But for me, you know, whether it was Paddy Carr and Aidan O'Rourke last year, whether it's Jim McGuinness this year, I couldn't get to where I wanted to get to, that I felt I needed to get to represent Donegal. And even with Jim coming in, that was still the same answer from me, you know. As hard as that is to give, it was hard to give last year to Paddy Carr. You know, that is still where it's at the moment for me, you know. You know, I know players can do it where they can come back and January time or change up their programme a wee bit to do it in a different way, and hopefully that'll all equal to what it is in the championship. I'm kind of all duck or no dinner, really, and just things don't line up for me, you know, to do that. And as I say, I'll let things move on, and it's, you know, it's put to bed now, and Donegal move on, and I'll move on and try and help out with Donegal at some other way, you know. Yeah.
You can tell that from chatting to you, all duck and no dinner is probably the way it was, but it was like that for you when Jim, I suppose, first came in and you had already been established as a 17-year-old. Just the excitement of everything being back together, I suppose, and some of the McCollum and Neil McGee being back in the management team. Have you allowed yourself to get caught up in that excitement, or is it difficult? Is it actually hard?
I get caught up in excitement, surely. Like, at first and foremost, like, and I say that to anybody who knows, I'm a Donegal supporter. I absolutely love the county, I love the team. I supported the team before I got an opportunity to play. I was lucky to get a chance to play for 16 years. But I'll go back supporting now. Every bit as hard as anything else. Hard to get caught up with. Not really, being honest, you know, you have to make a decision, take the emotion out of it, and, you know, a logical decision is I just can't give what it needs to be due to, and Donegal.
Have you spoken to Jim recently?
We speak on and off every other week. We do speak about all things on things football. We always have done that, and it hasn't stopped. So, as I say, hopefully that'll still keep going. I know he have a job to do along with the lads that are there, so I won't be getting interfering in any way in that there. But they love me full backing from the stands roaring on, you know.